Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to.
That's Brenda Lee bringing us back 34 after the hour. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's Christmas Day 2020. What a year, right? And what a Christmas Day, too, right? What a Christmas season. This has been crazy times. Well, one of our regular guests, all the time, she's going to have her 23rd anniversary, you know, in coming up next year. She's been an abiding supporter of all the things that we've done here, and one of our great, awesome Brain Trust members. She's the founding member of the Brain Trust. She's a tax attorney, and she's written all the important books on small business taxes, the whole J.K. Lasser series, which I encourage you to find, and but that's just a few of her books. But more than anything, she's our good friend. Barbara Weltman, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, Barbara. I do want to take a few this segment and talk a little bit about some things that I think would be good for small business owners, and that's your books. Of course, I love telling people about your books, but you've got a new book out, 500 plus big ideas. There's more than 500, folks. Big ideas for your small business. This is your new book. It's you've been doing the big ideas for small business thing for what, 10 years?
More than 10 years.
Yeah,
more than 10 years, and I've.
It's your daily, your daily blast out to everybody.
Exactly, and so I thought, why not put some of the perennial, some of the things that will last into a book, and organize it according to different subjects like mm-hmm. marketing and your staff and
right.
Your personal growth. And besides just taxes, finance, or operations and such. So 500 plus big ideas for your small business is an ebook, and it's depending on your Amazon status, you can read it for free or get it
mm-hmm.
for $3.95. So it's not a big investment, but I think it's a big help because the book is chock full of links.
Well, and this would be the kind of thing you could do. You could order today and deliver it today as a Christmas present, couldn't you?
Well, you don't even have to. Yeah, you can just.
I mean, you don't have to. It's an ebook. It'd be delivered today. So
yes,
if you forgot some, if you forgot to send something to somebody, this would be a great gift. So what's talk to us a little bit about what's inside?
Well, what's inside is tips on things that you need to know. So laws that you have to comply with, but more than that, it's opportunities or ways to do things better, simpler. You know.
And you can read every one in a minute, right?
And,
you can read what
hmm?
Everyone's in a minute.
Every idea is a sentence or two. That's it. So
yeah.
with resources that you can go and, mm-hmm. and look for more if you want. So it's not just the idea itself, but it's the resources that it takes you to if you want to find out how you have to do something, how you'd be complying with certain changes that come about every year in Congress or state and
mm-hmm.
local level. There's so much for small business owners to stay up on, so much information overload, and the whole point of my book and what I really try to do is make things easy, time-saving, just that you can just really get what you need to know really quickly. And you don't have to be a great scholar. It's just everybody can get it.
Well, and folks, that's from the wisdom of Barbara Weltman, someone who's devoted her life, her career, to helping people like you and me. And so, Barbara, I congratulate you on that. Folks, I encourage you to check it out, 500-plus big ideas for your small business. You'll be glad you did. It's either free or $3.99, depending, as she said, on your status there. And you might want to think about sending it to somebody. That'd be an awesome gift, a little surprise gift. You know, that's a stocking stuffer, Barbara. That could
oh,
be a stocking stuffer.
Thank you.
Yeah. and of course, the J.K. Lasser series is a 2021's out, right?
Right. J.K. Lass's Small Business Taxes 2021 is for your 2020 return.
I just got my copy, I think. Yeah, we just got our copy in. Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Okay, yeah. I told them to send it to
you.
Yeah,
we got it. We just got it in. Yeah, I've got the whole thing. I got 23 years of these, Barbara.
I know.
Also,
I've been doing it for more than 25 years.
Also, her startup guide, folks, for home-based businesses, smooth failing. Just go to Barbara. Is there one page where they can find all your stuff, Barbara?
Yeah, if they go to bigideasforsmallbusiness.com, there's a link to all my books.
All right. So, folks, that new one, 500-plus big ideas, that's really something I think you'll enjoy and get a lot out of. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Barbara is Jewish, and we're going to talk about all the things that we have in common, that the Jews and Christians have in common, and why we should all focus more on those things.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.